But I do want to find out how you approach the issue of particularly genetic testing and integration of PARP inhibitors and which one. Common question for oncology. You know, there's 6 checkpoint inhibitors that are approved nowadays. Anyhow, 3 CDK inhibitors, et cetera. But we've got 2 PARP inhibitors approved in breast cancer. So anyhow, let's hear about your 43-year-old lady. What happened with her?
Well, this is a really tragic case, as many of our patients are who have metastatic triple-negative breast cancer. A 43-year-old woman who had a triple-negative breast cancer, she actually had surgery first. Unfortunately, you know, I don't like that approach so much. And she had a 4.3-centimeter triple-negative breast cancer with LVI and 4 positive nodes with extracapsular extension, so stage 3 disease, really unfortunate. She actually had a family history with a paternal grandmother at breast cancer at age 50 and a paternal cousin. And this is actually a real, you know, a sort of key. You should think BRCA mutations. This paternal cousin had both breast and ovarian cancer. In this case, the paternal cousin was known to have a BRCA mutation. But even if they'd not, you know, those 2 cancers together or any ovarian cancer is really a key, a male breast cancer. So this patient, unfortunately, did have a germline BRCA1 mutation. And she received standard adjuvant chemotherapy. She received dose-dense AC x4, followed by weekly paclitaxel. But actually, as she got to her 10th cycle, and this is sort of our worst of worst in terms of triple-negative breast cancer that presents with early stage, is cancer progression during neoadjuvant or adjuvant chemotherapy. So while she was getting her paclitaxel around cycle 10, and probably a little bit earlier, she started noticing redness on the left breast that spread over her reconstructed left breast, and had a skin punch biopsy around cycle 10 of paclitaxel that showed metastatic carcinoma, triple negative. So she went on to receive additional chemotherapy, but she got very intensive chemotherapy at another location, causing a lot of thrombocytopenia. She was really limited in her treatment due to thrombocytopenia at that time. So the cancer actually responded, even though with the limitation, and the redness actually resolved initially. So then she received radiation therapy, stopping the chemotherapy. Of course, the radiation therapy caused her to continue to be thrombocytopenic, which was unfortunate because it really hurts for us to treat low platelets. And then at the end of her radiation, she started on a PARP inhibitor. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is a patient who has metastatic disease, you know, recurrent inflammatory disease in skin, on her chest wall, you know, non-resectable disease, gets an induction chemotherapy and really was using olaparib in a sort of maintenance setting in this situation, knowing that she had, you know, really a terrible prognosis with growth on adjuvant paclitaxel. So she received olaparib and had her ovaries out. You know, she had her ovaries out at her local institution. I wouldn't have been really pushed to take her ovaries out at that time, but the plan had been made originally to take her ovaries out, so they went ahead actually with the surgery, and she felt better about doing that. She stayed on her olaparib for about 5.5 months. During that time, you know, we struggled a little bit with her platelets. Remember, this is a patient who has sort of an individual risk for thrombocytopenia. She didn't have any anemia, which is the most common cytopenia we see with PARP inhibitors, but her platelets, you know, kind of up and down, always under 100,000. So then she started having a recurrence on the contralateral breast after about 5 months of therapy. And it's really interesting with these patients with chest wall disease. You know, at that point, she had no disease systemically, but the disease was increasing on her chest wall. And she then became more neutropenic. Her platelets were 50,000, so we stopped the olaparib in order to try and treat the progressing disease on her chest wall.